back to Wonder-Filled Stories. It's a great day to be alive, so take a big deep breath and look forward to the things that you get to accomplish today. You know, when I was a kid, I just thought being a nice guy and just living your life, that good things are gonna fall on your head like rain. But you're gonna find out that today, the character of Kelly Peterson believes something a little bit different. She believes you deserve everything you work for. Good things in life don't happen by accident. You know, every day I close this podcast off by saying choices made are choices lived with. You make good choices, you can live with good consequences. What that means is that as you make 1,000 small good choices, like trying your best, giving 100% in even the small responsibilities that you are given, that people will trust you with larger responsibilities. Each good choice is like a brick that you can use to build a life worth living. You know, it can be hard work, but hard work is usually worth it. So thank you, Kelly Peterson, for a little bit of wise advice. But for now, get your engines revving, because it's time for Chapter 7. Chapter 7, Operation Cookie Blitz. Kelly Peterson thought of herself as the world's greatest. When she was fully primped and coiffed for school, she looked at herself in the mirror, like she did every morning, and repeated the same admonition. Kelly, you are smart and strong. You are bold and beautiful. Other kids need you to lead. You deserve everything you work for. Don't wait for life to happen. Make it happen. She then kissed her reflection in the mirror and carefully wiped the bubblegum chapstick residue from the polished surface. Taking a quick survey of her perfect room, she bounced out the door with a satisfied nod. For 3 years straight, she had been the county champion for selling girl troop cookies. The first year, she won a bike, and her picture was published on the front page of the local newspaper. Her father cut out the photo and stuck it to the refrigerator under a magnet from Yosemite National Park. The next year, she won a brand new Nintendo, but her goals were far too important to waste time on video games. Although disappointed with a prize that would go unused, she was still proud of her accomplishment. Last year was different. A new girl named Lena Kaminsky had moved to the city and joined the girl troop club across town. Her father was the bank president and a new member of the Walla Walla Lodge. He sold dozens of boxes to his friends at the lodge meetings. Kelly was incredulous about what she called lack of professional ethics on the part of this girl. Realizing that her title would be in jeopardy if she didn't take drastic action, she organized her minions. For 3 Saturdays, Kelly assembled a cookie blitz where she and her friends canvassed neighborhoods selling boxes of cookies door to door. In the end, Kelly edged out the new girl by 2 boxes and was featured, once again, on the front page of the paper under the heading Local Girl Troops Break Cookie Sales Record. She also received a $100 savings bond graciously donated by Pottawatomie Bank. At the prize ceremony, she and her rival glared at each other from across the room. They broke their scowls only long enough to smile for the newspaper photographer, then went back to silently hating each other. As Kelly was graciously receiving the praise of those in attendance, the girl strode by and stopped just long enough to say, "Congratulations on your last victory." Kelly wanted to glare at this interloper, but with so many adults watching, she instead smiled broadly and, with a twinkle in her eye, simply responded, "Bring it on." The next day, she and her mother went to Hobby Lounge and bought a large piece of poster board, glitter glue, and neon markers. Upon returning home, Kelly bounded up to her room and began formulating a plan to mobilize the greatest cookie sales operation in troop history. With puffy glitter glue, she carefully stenciled Operation Cookie Blitz across the top of the poster board. Smiling at her work, she slid the grand design under her bed and worked consistently to refine the plan over the next 9 months. Operation Cookie Blitz was in week two, and to Kelly's horror, she had already fallen behind by 24 boxes to the upstart from across town. She called for an emergency meeting with her lieutenants, Sarah and Andrea, pronounced Andrea, not Andrea. She was quick to correct anyone who mispronounced it. Their meeting location was a quiet spot under the large playground equipment next to the tire hammock. Sarah chose to play kickball with the boys, so Kelly met alone with Andrea. They rehashed the plan, and they were getting ready to dig into sales data, which was meticulously recorded in a pocket notebook, when three obnoxious boys tumbled into the tire hammock next to their meeting spot. Kelly was instantly annoyed by the intrusion and prepared to find a more private location when she heard words that provoked her interest.
"We need to keep this a secret."
Pausing to listen, she leaned in.
"Kelly Peterson won't be so stuck up towards us now, will she?"
Holding her finger to her lips, she moved silently, sneaking to a shadow closer to where the boys prattled.
"If Kelly finds out we found a pile of old Mr. Wiki's money, the whole school will know before the end of recess."
The girls stifled a gasp and stared at each other with wide eyes. The boys were right. Nothing piqued Kelly's curiosity more than someone else's secret. She instinctively began to imagine how she would spread the news across the school. Snickering, Andrea scribbled a note. "Let's tell Sarah." Kelly nodded, but balked a moment as a new idea began to unfold in her mind.
"Fine, I won't say a word, but I get to be the first to buy something."
Andrea bounced excitedly and tugged at Kelly's jacket.
"Let's get a whole box of king-size Milky Way candy bars."
Like a flower blooming, the serendipity of the moment became clear to Kelly. Suppressing the deep desire to create chaos in the lives of the idiot boys, she exchanged it for a greater desire. With the right strategy, the money the boys were talking about could be exactly what she needed to decisively trounce her cookie rival. It would require a new plan. That evening, she and her mother would need to make another trip to Hobby Lounge. Operation Cookie Blitz was getting an overhaul. Hey there, Wonder Seeker. You're invited to join the Wonder Club, a place where imagination gets a front row seat and curiosity is always welcome. If you love stories that spark courage, laughter, and big what-if moments, then you belong here. The Wonder Club is all about celebrating the magic tucked between ordinary days. The space between here and there, where ideas shimmer, questions matter, and wonder leads the way. Come be a part of a group that believes stories can shape the world. One kid, one parent, one morning drive, one moment of imagination at a time. Step inside, take a breath, bring your wonder. We saved you a seat. You can find out more about the Wonder Club at jasonsoule.com, JASONSOULE.com. Remember, choices made are choices lived with. Make good choices, and you can live with good consequences, not the other way around. Thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you tomorrow for more wonder-filled stories.